Pendengar sekalian, di Australia upah minimum nasional ditetapkan oleh Fair Work Commission. Karyawan tidak bisa dibayar lebih sedikit meskipun mereka menyetujuinya. Namun, meskipun sudah ada peraturan yang ketat, sebagian bisnis masih memanfaatkan karyawan mereka, terutama terhadap pelajar dan backpacker dari luar negeri. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Audrey Borchet. Apakah Anda yakin Anda dibayar sesuai dengan hak yang seharusnya Anda dapatkan? Upah minimum nasional Australia saat ini adalah $18.29 per jam, yaitu sekitar $695 sebelum dipotong pajak. Mark Lee, Direktur Media untuk Fairfax Work Ombudsman, menjelaskan bahwa beberapa faktor menyebabkan Anda harus dibayar lebih banyak dari upah minimum.
Many people will be entitled to a higher wage than that, depending on the type of work they're employed to do and the hours they work. So for example, if you are working an overnight shift or on a weekend or public holiday, there'll often be penalty rates that apply. Or if you're working in, say, the manufacturing industry or the restaurant industry, there'll be what we call a modern award that will prescribe the minimum rates relevant to your particular work.
Jika Anda bekerja kasual, Anda harus dibayar di atas upah minimum karena adanya loading untuk kasual.
A casual worker will get 25% loading. So for example, if you're a casual worker who is working in a job where you're covered by the minimum wage of $18.29 per hour, you should get 25% above that rate for your ordinary hours. The trade-off for that as a casual worker is that you don't get things like paid annual leave or long service leave entitlements.
Jika Anda bekerja pada hari akhir pekan, hari libur, atau pada malam hari, Anda juga harus menerima gaji lebih besar.
Penalty rates apply to anybody who's working on a Sunday or a weekend or a public holiday. There may also be allowances for people who conduct work at irregular hours. So for example, if you work in a service station and you're working overnight at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m, you will get a penalty rate or an allowance above the ordinary minimum wage.
Jika menurut Anda mungkin Anda tidak dibayar dengan jumlah yang tepat atau hanya ingin melakukan pengecekan ulang, Fair Work Ombudsman memiliki kalkulator dan orang-orang untuk membantu Anda.
You can go to calculate.fairwork.gov.au, answer a few simple questions about the type of work that you do, and it will tell you what the minimum rate that you're entitled to are. You can also give us a call on 13 13 94 and speak to one of our advisors who'll be able to take you through the process and tell you what you should be getting paid and figure out whether or not what you're receiving is what you're entitled to under the relevant modern award.
Laurie Burke adalah dosen senior di Fakultas Hukum Universitas Teknologi Sydney. Tahun lalu ia melakukan survei dengan seorang rekannya tentang pencurian upah. Temuan ini mengkhawatirkan terutama bagi para pelajar dan backpacker internasional.
Our national survey of over 4,300 people was really the first hard data that showed severe underpayment is widespread among international students and backpackers across a range of industries and nationalities. One in three international students and backpackers were paid about half of the legal minimum wage. And a substantial number also were working in conditions that could amount to criminal forced labor.
Penelitian itu menunjukkan bahwa sebagian besar siswa dan backpacker mengetahui tentang upah minimum. Namun mereka melihat teman sebayanya dibayar lebih rendah, sehingga mereka tidak melihat adanya kemungkinan untuk mendapatkan pekerjaan dengan gaji yang lebih baik. Sementara beberapa industri terpengaruh, beberapa di antaranya lebih buruk dari yang lain.
It was especially common in food services, so almost 2 in 5 participants had their lowest paid job in cafes, restaurants, and takeaway shops, which was far more than for any other job. And underpayment was particularly severe in fruit and vegetable picking. So almost a third of people who worked in fruit and vegetable picking were earning $10 an hour or less.
Burke mengatakan bahwa ia terkejut melihat sebagian besar backpacker dari segala bangsa dan siswa internasional mengalami kekurangan pembayaran.
Workers from Asian countries, including China, Taiwan, and Vietnam, were receiving lower wage rates than those from North America, Ireland, and the UK. But having said that, we were really struck by the finding that severe underpayment was experienced by every major nationality of backpackers and international students in this country. So at least one in five, Americans, British, Indians, Brazilians and Chinese all earned roughly half the minimum wage. But for some nationalities, severe underpayment was even more common than that.
Meskipun beberapa hal masih perlu dilakukan oleh pemerintah dan bisnis untuk memperbaiki situasi tersebut, Mark Lee mengatakan bahwa Fair Work Ombudsman memiliki tindakan untuk memfasilitasi pengaduan.
We have a translation service. It's free and available as well. Our website is also available in 40 different languages. And we have an anonymous tip-off function tool as well. So we understand that some people may be reluctant to reveal their identities. So we've developed this online tool on our website, fairwork.gov.au, where people can go and provide us with information about what's happening to them without disclosing their identity.
Dan jika Anda khawatir mendapatkan masalah atau visa Anda dibatalkan oleh atasan Anda, Mark Lee mengatakan bahwa Fair Work Ombudsman akan memastikan hal itu tidak akan terjadi.
They're worried that if they come to us and talk to us, that something bad will happen to their visa or they may be sent away from Australia. We can give people assurances that we've developed an agreement with the Department of Immigration where if somebody comes to us and they tell us about what's happening to them in the workplace and they're cooperating with one of our investigations, we can make sure that they won't suffer any adverse effects to their visa status.
Untuk mengetahui apakah Anda mendapatkan upah sesuai dengan hak Anda atau untuk mengajukan keluhan, kunjungilah situs Fair Work Ombudsman pada alamat fairwork.gov.au atau telepon 131394.